Texans Today time on a Friday. Drew Doherty and Nick Scherfield. After the third round wraps up, first down, we start with the second rounder, and that is DJ Swearinger, a hard-hitting safety from South Carolina.
Very hard-hitting safety. Todd McShay of ESPN said right after this pick was made by the Texans on the broadcast of the draft, he knocks people out, and he's a big-time hitter. He's very athletic as well. He can play free or strong safety, and he can cover guys in the slot, and that's what he did at South Carolina. That's what Wade Phillips plans to do with him here. Phillips said it's almost like adding a starter because he's going to play that much in sub-packages if he pans out like they hope.
Yes, and then they follow that up on second down in the third round with North Carolina tackle Brennan Williams. You and I talked with him at the Combine, and when we left that meeting, we both said, this guy would be a Texan. We could see this happening.
Yeah, 6'6", 318 pounds. He's got an NFL pedigree. He's played in a pro-style offense in a zone scheme. Very smart with a lot of athletic upside. And that fits the bill of a Texans offensive lineman. And, you know, John Benton, the offensive line coach, said one of the things they really like about him is how he plays with a mean streak. And Williams prides himself on that as well. And his father, Brent Williams, was a defensive tackle in the NFL for 11 seasons, mostly with the New England Patriots. So Texans feel like they got a good one, a guy who's going to compete for the starting right tackle job as a rookie.
And on third down, with it, the compensatory pick that the Texans have in the third round because of the Mario Williams departure, they take Sam Montgomery, a defensive end from LSU, who really has a lot of potential.
Yeah, he's going to play outside linebacker for the Texans. They're going to start him out at Sam on the strong side over the tight end, hopefully to form a three-man rotation with Brooks Reed and Whitney Merciless on the edge. They want to have three guys in a rotation, ideally. Montgomery, his nickname is Sonic Sam from LSU. Very excited when we talked to him on the phone on a conference call about joining this defense. He said he met a lot of the guys and the coaches. He loved the staff, loved the players. Big fan of the ninja, Antonio Smith, as well, and he's excited about adding to this group.
It's a good guy to like. And on fourth down, let's look what happens on the final day of the draft. The Texans have addressed a few needs, and where do they go now?
Well, four picks in the top 95, and they got probably a starting wide receiver, essentially a starter at their third safety, a guy who might start at right tackle for them, and a guy who can really bolster that linebacker core. Maybe they go inside linebacker. Maybe they go with running back, nose tackle, cornerback, tight end, I think, is a position you'll probably see them take because they were thin at that last year. They've got five picks left on this last day, an extra sixth rounder and another compensatory pick they have there. Who knows where they go, but Rick Smith has had a history of finding guys who've been very productive in the late rounds, so don't discard these picks, discount them and think they don't matter, because to the Texans, they will.
All right, that'll do it for this Texans Today. We'll have one more when the team wraps up their draft on Saturday.